Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, temperatures are mild. Tel Aviv and Haifa will see clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant day. As evening approaches, expect a warm night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Iran launched missiles at an American base in Jordan earlier this hour. All missiles were intercepted. Also, Israel Hayom reveals that Trump and Netanyahu discussed the Iranian threat in their recent meeting, according to journalist Aaron Mullen. Also this hour, a Hamas delegation has headed to Egypt for negotiations on a second phase of ceasefire, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Ynet highlights the achievements of Maj. O, Yahalom's first female operations officer, breaking barriers in the elite unit. And finally, JNS shares that Trump and Netanyahu remain aligned on Iran, pursuing regional peace despite speculations of policy differences. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported just minutes ago that pro-Iranian militias were struck in Iraq following recent attacks on Saudi Arabia and Israel. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, expressed skepticism about Iran, stating America stopped, but Iran did not, adding that trust in the regime is misplaced. Meanwhile, IL Red Alert noted that an Iranian military official denied any involvement in projectiles fired towards Saudi Arabia, according to Meir. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the missile interception in Jordan, Walla reports that the U.S. Central Command confirmed the attack by Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The interception highlights the ongoing tensions in the region. For civilians, this underscores the volatility and potential for escalation. Turning to the Trump-Netanyahu meeting, Israel Hayom notes that both leaders focused heavily on the Iranian threat. This aligns with their strategic goal of maintaining a united front against Iran. The implications for regional diplomacy are significant as both nations seek to consolidate their positions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details that a Hamas delegation traveled to Egypt to discuss further ceasefire phases. This comes as the IDF continues its operations in Gaza, targeting key Hamas figures. The outcome of these talks could impact the stability of Gaza and the broader region. Separately, Ynet's feature on Maj. O in the Yahalom unit is a milestone for gender equality in the military. Her leadership in active operations marks a significant cultural shift within the IDF. This reflects broader societal changes and the evolving role of women in the armed forces. Finally, as JNS reports, Trump and Netanyahu's alignment on Iran remains strong. Despite external speculation, both leaders are committed to a strategic partnership. This unity could influence peace negotiations and regional security dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that TLV Partners is returning to basics by focusing on founders' evaluations due to lower entry barriers for early-stage investors. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Niv Sarna will become the new CEO of NewMed Energy, succeeding Yossi Abu in a significant leadership change. And finally, Globes announces that the Israel Innovation Authority has launched aid for young tech companies impacted by the strong shekel, offering vital support for startups. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.